As a community newspaper, we receive a steady stream of press releases as governments, political parties, businesses, advocacy organizations and the like try to get their messages out there. The vast majority of these releases have precious little to do with the foothills, so they get deleted immediately, but there was one a couple of weeks ago from the Canadian Real Estate Association that caught my eye, so it was spared from the electronic waste bin. The gist of the release was that Canadian home sales were up again in June, with prices holding steady across the country. That was enough to draw me in, but what really raised my eyebrows were figures pertaining to the number of real estate listings nationwide. The release stated that there were 4.7 months of inventory on a national basis at the end of June, dipping slightly below the long-term average of 5 months of inventory. It went on to say that a seller's market would be below 3.6 months of supply and a buyer's market would be above 6.4 months. The release didn't specifically say it was a balanced market, but the numbers would suggest that's the case, which is a far cry from the situation around here. When I look at the Calgary Real Estate Board's stats package, a couple of numbers tend to stick out month after month: steadily rising property values and limited inventory levels. The June stats package shows that Chestermere, at 4.34, would be the only area in the Calgary region with a balanced market. Calgary, 3.04, Airdrie, 3.16, and Cochrane, 2.96, are all in seller's market territory, but not too far from being balanced. Head south to Okotoks and High River and the numbers are a whole other story. The two communities are continually at the low end of the inventory scale, but at 1.47 for Okotoks and 1.39 for High River, they could double the number of listings and still solidly be considered a seller's market. It's been like that for several years now, as there have been many months where the board says listings are half, or less, of what they were pre-pandemic. I know when I bought my home 3 years ago that it was a case of coming with your financing in place and making your decision quickly, and judging by the current inventory figures, it doesn't look like a lot has changed in that regard, except for the prices. The benchmark price in Okotoks at this time 4 years ago was under $470,000, whereas today it's north of $630,000. Supply and demand have undoubtedly played a part, but given other areas in the region where supply is more abundant have also seen significant price increases, it's tough to chalk it up solely to low inventory levels. It was interesting to note that in its most recent report, the Calgary Real Estate Board said that although conditions remain tight in Okotoks, more supply in the broader region has likely prevented stronger price growth here. In other words, buyers are only willing to go so high for a place in Okotoks before they look elsewhere for a comparable property.